recently, Focus on the Family wrote this. Bethany Christian Services announced recently that they will place children in adoptive LGBT families, reversing their decades-long commitment to biblical families. We're going to talk about this right now in this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Dr. Sharon Ford, who is with Focus on the Family. Dr. Sharon Ford, good to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Jerry, thanks for having me on your program today.
Now, I understand that Bethany Christian Services made this decision, but it wasn't even like they were being forced to necessarily, other than maybe just trying to conform to the culture. But what's your reaction to the decision?
The decision is hard to hear because I know of the good work that Bethany has done and all the children and families that they have served over these 70-plus years of being in business, following biblical principles, and now to choose to go in a different direction is heartbreaking. I have to believe that God has an answer for families who are biblically minded to be able to go work with another organization who can serve them and serve them well.
This is a final decision. I mean, I'm sure they didn't enter this decision lightly.
You know, I don't know how long the board labored over this decision. What I do know is that they've made it and they've made the announcement. It would be great if they would rescind that decision, if the Lord would speak to their hearts and minds and say, go back, turn back to what you know is right according to the Bible. But if they don't change their minds, I hope that God would provide another opportunity for families to be served.
All right. I'm sure secular people would say, well, what's wrong with, gay children or gay parents loving children, adopting children, et cetera?
You know, I'm not here to judge other people. I'm just wanting to follow what the Bible says. The Bible says that children are best raised with a mom and a dad. And to love them, children need families, they need support and care. And so I'm just trying to follow biblical principles.
Well, now you have a doctorate, obviously. Is this in psychology? Tell us a little bit about your own background and what has your own research led you to believe as far as, family structures?
You know, my doctorate is in counseling, and I have sat with many a family over the years who have welcomed children into their home. And what I do know is that children need to see themselves in the families who are raising them, and to know that they are loved and well cared for, that they're secure, that they can have a voice in their home, and that voice would be guided with structure and opportunities to grow and, yes, make mistakes, and correct those mistakes as they grow and learn into young adulthood.
One thing that Christian couples obviously, disagree with the world is the idea of open marriage. And honestly, when it comes to same-sex couples and so forth, especially with the men, this is not necessarily true with the women, but with the men, it's sort of a given that this will be an open marriage. If it's a same-sex marriage, so-called. Well, that would be problematic for children, wouldn't it?
Yes, the Bible doesn't speak to open marriage. The Bible speaks to one man, one woman, in covenant agreement, according to God's word, that the two shall become one in his hand, to live out the biblical principles of husband and wife and raising children.
Now, I heard one Christian lady that was sort of compromising things. She said, well, we heterosexuals have blown marriage. We've done such a bad job ourselves. Now it's the gays' turn. It's like, oh, really? I mean, is that what kind of worldview is this? But I'd like you to respond to that.
No one's perfect. There are lots of men and women who have come into marriage with immature, making wrong decisions. But that's why We really, at Focus on the Family, have an opportunity for people who are struggling in their marriage to go to our Hope Restored institutes, intensives, to get support, to get guidance and training, equip them on how to walk together in marriage. And so marriage, there isn't a guidebook about marriage other than the Bible. And so there's an opportunity to sit down with like-minded people who will help us get strong in areas where we are weak, for us to help reason together, because the Bible says that there is wisdom in the multitude of counselors. And so that's why Focus on the Family has our marriage intensives, to help counselors help individuals in their marriage so that their marriages can be strong. Strong marriages help to raise strong children. Strong families help to build strong communities.
All right.
And with that, I need to go.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Ford. FOTF.org for more information. Dr. Sharon Ford. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.